We should mention here, Yulong Rockstar number 2 and Sapphire Ho, I think, ran yesterday. They both come out 2-7 out of this first race. Another interesting runner, obviously, is Space Boy. It's second pick at tab at this stage, and Gary Portelli is the trainer. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Gary.
Now, just before Ray talks about this horse, I always look for old-style photos, Gary. Always looking around, you know, pressing Google trainers that normally get stuck into me and, you know, have the occasional little dig or whatever.
I got that feeling I'm under a bus right now.
But I plucked this one out. Have a look at this one for TV viewers. This is for Gary Portelli. Look at the mullet that he had. I don't know where that is, but there's a photo up on the screen for our radio audience of Gary, a very, very young Gary Portelli, strapping on this occasion. Where are you, Gary?
If it's a photo I think that James Cummings has supplied you with, it's an orange strapping for Pat Cash many moons ago, mate, many kilos. And yes, all that hair, which is disgraceful, isn't that much hair? Joke.
Yeah. No, mullets. Only Ray Thomas. Yeah, I was just going to say it. Only Ray Thomas could be very keen on that at this day and age.
Help me with the styling a little bit better, though, I'd say.
Geez, we're both getting stitched up here, Gary, aren't we? Eh?
Yeah, no, you'll get me back. You'll get me back. But I will say, I was under tight instruction not to say who sent me the photo. But you're not far away.
Yeah, I know, mate. I know. He's the bus driver.
The bus driver.
But remember the time when we'll fix him up now, Gary. Remember the time where they got the prawns? They brought the smallest prawns you've ever seen to a Saturday morning. He gets filthy when I bring it up.
Yeah, we threw them in the dam out here. No one could eat them. So we threw them in the dam out here and we killed all the mullet. The eels even died. So that's how bad they were. Anyway, come good. He had to go the next step, didn't he, next time? But,
anyway, he had to. He had good. To. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, anyway, let's get down to business, Ray.
Well, we will try to, Gary. Look, Space Boy, we were talking about the two-year-old race with Gerald earlier, and look, only the five starters, as we mentioned, but a terrific little contest this, and your colt, Space Boy, well, it couldn't have been more impressive in that recent Warwick Farm trial. Gary, he jumped well, he showed brilliant early natural speed, and was never going to get beaten 1/6. How's he pulled up? And I find it interesting, just the one trial into his debut, Gary.
Yeah, look, he'd had a jump out before that, though, Ray, on the pro ride track. We'd had an 800-metre jump out, so he'd had a bit of education. He went, actually, he was up against older horses that day, and he did the same to them. So we're pretty confident going into the trial he'd trial well, and sort of hard to get a guide on them against when they're trialing against a lot of first trialers and stuff to really get a line on how good the trial actually was. So, but, you know, we've worked him with some pretty handy horses at track work here, and he shows at a track work that it just wasn't a trial where he won well against horses that weren't really, you know, ready for it. So, you know, you get a bit misled by big margins in trials, I think, early on. But, you know, he has, like I said, just showed a bit more ability at track work. So suggests that he does go well.
The thing I noticed, though, Gary, was he was doing it under a hole virtually the whole way. And a couple of those horses that were chasing him were being tested from the top of the straight, at least for a couple of hundred metres, weren't making any impression on him. So, dare I say, he looks one of those natural jump and run two-year-olds.
Yeah, look, I think that's really the plan we've drawn inside Gerald. So we'll put the foot down early and see what the speed looks like. And if Gerald steps away too fast, then he'll lead. And if he doesn't, then... Yeah, I think he's very similar to his sire in his racing pattern, I'd imagine, this fellow. He'll jump and run and he'll sustain a high speed for a fairly long time, I'd reckon.
Now, he's closely related on his dam side to Test the Shadow, is that right?
That's right. His dam is a three-quarter sister to the dam of... three-quarter sister to Test the Shadow. Right. So, he's got Zoo Star through the pedigree. He's got a great page and... you know, he's just been one of them horses that's just been push button from the time we started to educate him, which has been pretty, you know, I've got about 8 deep fields, and I tell you, they're easy horses to train, and all of them have been able to gallop at track work so far, so I think he's a great little sire for the future, that's for sure. And, you know, this place has been a lovely horse to deal with, and, you know, so you stop the clock, and it looks like he's gone steady, but the clock says otherwise, so we're looking forward to the day, we'll see where we actually are, and, you know, could have waited an extra week to make it a little easy on ourselves, but been set for this race, and so so is everyone else.
Yeah. I asked Gerald earlier as well, Gary, how many preps has Space Boy had? Have you had him in and out a couple of times from your Warwick Farm stables?
Yeah, look, he's had the usual prep that we give horses heading towards the Magic Means, where they basically come straight out of the Magic Means to the breakers, and they come through, you know, every couple of weeks they come in and out until they're ready for this sort of stage where they get to trialing. So he's probably been in the stable 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. In and out, so that just strengthens their bone and ligament. You don't stress them. They enjoy being in the stables, and you know, haven't taken them too long in a prep. And he's mentally he's in a great place. So, you know, I'm looking forward to today. It's exciting. Mm. You know, we'll either have, you know, I think, you know, we're hoping to see a great exhibition of his speed and see what we've got, and you know. Hopefully we see the best come out and he wins the race and we can aim up. But you know, it's a pretty tough race. I know I watched James' horse work here on Tuesday morning and geez, the magnificent colt. Mm. Yeah, it's certainly you know, I think Hawks like their horse. I know Prentice Snowden's colt. Like we all say about these horses, they've had their first start. That race experience counts for so much on race day. And you know, he looked like he was going to beat. The time to rain that day, but he just knocked up late, you know, and so you've got to respect for him, and you know, just it's a proper race.
It certainly is, yeah. Magic Millions betting already has Space Boy as favourite. I dare say if he can come through today, that's where you'll be heading, Gary.
Yeah, look, I think honestly, I don't know. I just want to see what happens today. Mm. You know, with these 2 year olds, as I've said, You've got to take every day as it comes, and we'll get through today, and then we'll work out a program based on how he recovers and the result.
Okay, you know, it's an exciting race. Looking forward to seeing him. And your other runner today, Gary, is in race 8. It's the Mare Strome, jumping from 1,100 straight to 1,500, but I dare say that'll suit her, and she wasn't bad first up.
Yeah, look, it was either give her another barrier trial and cost yourself 400 or 500, or go around for some prize money, and she flew on that day, and I think she picked up a couple of thousand for her effort, so that was good. Mm. And so she's, you know, she's ready to go over the 1,500, and just drawn a little awkwardly, Ray. You know, that's, if she'd drawn a good gate, I'd have been pretty keen on the chances from there, but I just don't know how far she's going to get back now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last prep, Gary, she almost came of age, didn't you? Don't see many horses win 4 races in 1 prep, which this mare did. What was the key? What was the turning point with Strome?
I think she just matured a little bit. You know, her first preparation, I think she ran 4 or 5 seconds in a row. Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to die a maiden. She just couldn't get her over the line, you know. And there was some good form lines around her when she was running second, though. And then the next prep, she strengthened up. We started her off in a low level. We won a maiden at Goulburn. So she came in with a lower sort of benchmark. I think that helps the horses when they're coming through their grades. When they get in with a low benchmark, you can actually win a few races and teach them how to win. And then, you know, now she's a 76 benchmark horse now. You know, it's a good, you see Bjorn Baker does it a lot, you know, take them at the Bathurst and what have you, and you pick up your 12,000 plus bobs, and then you can go to your next start, you're a benchmark 56, so you're still getting light around the provincials. So I think that helped with her. She was able to get in light in some of the races early on and taught her how to win, and that's, you know, when you've got a horse who's got ability, it's a big thing.
Yeah, trainers talk about confidence a lot, Gary, and I think it's an underrated trait, a horse with confidence, and particularly mares, Gary, they generally hold their form.
Well, look, you know, I think that's exactly right, but what we're looking at these days is the difference in, you look back in the race books of, say, 10 years ago, if a horse had 60 kilos on its back, it would usually be a group horse, you know? Mm. These days, it's got 3 rough fillies having to carry 60 kilos like regularly every Wednesday. It's a lot of weight for these horses to carry, you know, and once they start to get beaten a few times with big weights, I think they just become a pack horse rather than a winner. And it's very hard to, when you keep running placings, your benchmark goes up, you're carrying more weight for it. Your horse has already proved it got beat with the weight it's already got, so you've got to carry more the next start. So you end up going through your grade sometimes without winning a race. Mm. I know I'm going on a bit, but I mean, it does my head in. So yeah. You get horses that just can't win because they're just, you know, they're too consistent, and you've got to put them up out of their grade to try and get some weight relief. And, you know, it's like, doesn't matter how much weight you got, if you're not as good as the opposition, you're not going to beat them, you know, and especially with the average type horse anyway. Mm. But we're able to sort of get her off, like I said, a low benchmark. She put 4 together. Now she's basically gone from winning 4 in the provincials and the country to straight to Saturday company. But she proved last week that she's a worthy contender at this time of the year now anyway.
Exactly, yeah. Showed she can measure up. Look, Gary, two really good chances today. We're looking forward to seeing Space Boy and the Golden Gift in the first. Thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck at Rose Hill, Gary.
Thanks very much.